Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on His Bible when you swear to tell the truth. Name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome in to God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fort Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Did you notice, Timotheus, how that I didn't say a word until you were finished?
You didn't.
When you finished your intro, then I came through. That's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just can't help myself.
You get a little excited, do you?
I do. Good morning.
Good morning to
up
you.
Up for
brother.
The whole day?
I don't know. Yeah. I may take a nap a little bit later.
Okay.
Just depends.
That'll be good. But you've been up since what?
3 o'clock.
Okay. I think you deserve a nap.
But that's okay.
Why don't you just go home after the show? I'll just head on out.
Well, I can't. I've got things to do. So I
wasn't serious.
It depends on how my day goes as to where I will get a nap today, but you, probably not.
You know I was only kidding.
I know that.
I was being facetious.
I know.
That means kidding, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the $5 word.
I like to explain those things to you.
You like to explain them?
Explain to us how people might get in touch with us if they'd like to.
There's a couple of ways. They could give us a call at 606-789-0318. That's 789-0318. You can also email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. Jerry is looking at the email
as
we speak.
As a matter of fact, I want to go back now that we've given the disclaimers, the telephone numbers, and those things are important.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do those things.
Yep.
Now that we've done that, we've taken care of business, so to speak. Let's go back to last week, just as we were leaving the air. Actually, I didn't see it till I got home, but I got an email from a listener who missed most of the program. He caught just the last part of the program.
Mm.
And he said, I heard you mention how the Christian Campaign Against Marriage failed 2004-2005. He goes on to talk about proposed alcohol sales on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he makes this observation. He says, my question is, didn't all these countercultural trends of increased alcohol, drugs, pornography, and several other things, really start or take off, is his word, his phrase,
yeah,
take off, 1962, when the Supreme Court ruled Engel versus Vitalis against prayer in public schools. I think he's absolutely right.
Hmm.
I think everything began to go downhill then, since Madeline Murray O'Hare, you know, was upset with the school system because they asked for a birth certificate of her oldest child, and he was born, if memory serves me, out of wedlock, and she was angry. She was an angry person.
Gonna get a little revenge, and a little bitterness hanging around.
And she did.
Yeah.
Anyway, of course, never really understood all what happened to her after she absconded with hundreds of thousands of dollars from the National Atheistic Association and found buried in a shallow grave in West Texas. I'm just saying, I may not have all those facts right, but I'm not off by much. But back to the email. I digress. Back to the email. I agree wholeheartedly. Everything started going downhill as far as the nation's morals. Let's be careful. There's always been sin.
Yeah.
You know, from the very beginning.
Yeah. Garden of Eden, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. But we used to blush at it. We used to be ashamed of it. Not so much anymore. So we applaud that listener. I think he's absolutely right. And we encourage other folks, thought-provoking observations, I think. That's what that was.
Do you think that she realized at the time that was going on, that she's doing the prayer in school and stuff?
Of course.
What impact it would have?
No. No.
I'm just thinking about how we talk about God can use us, and God will use us. He gifts us with things. It's up to us whether we want to use those abilities and gifts.
That's true.
For his purpose.
That's true.
But Satan can use people as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think for the most part, people don't think about God using them or Satan using them. They're just so full of their own selfish desires and their own spite,
yeah,
and their own desire to have their way. That's all they're thinking about. I think that's all she was thinking about. By the way, before we go further, Timotheus, and we have a plethora of things to talk about today. If we didn't get one call, we got
enough material to fill up the show.
Well, we do, and then an extra 30 minutes. We need more time. And so, just to keep folks up to date, this is day 13 of the Ramadan Bombathon.
Oh.
Yeah. Day 13. So far, there have been 73 attacks.
Yeah.
With 809 people killed.
Mm.
Now let's compare that with all other religions. How many attacks of all other religions? Zero.
None.
How many people killed?
None.
None. And Muslims killed by Islamophobes? None. And not even any attacks. So, day 13, and we've got until January, listen to me. June 26th, before Ramadan is over. So that's 809 so far, 73 attacks, day 13. I just want to throw that out. We'll try to keep folks apprised of that. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's find out what is on somebody's mind this morning. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Have a good day today, and God is really good because he's blessed me really good. I won't say who I am, but...
Come on, tell us who.
he's good somebody in the family, a good paying job.
Wonderful.
And that's wonderful.
Amen.
I mean, I think it's wonderful.
So you're just calling to praise God for that?
Yeah, praise God
Amen.
For that. And everybody's healthy in the family.
Yeah, well, that's great. And the Philippians chapter 4 tells us to give thanks. I like the Living Bible translation, Timotheus. We shared that recently that says, and don't, with all the blessings God gives you, don't forget to give thanks. And that's what you're doing today. You're giving thanks.
That's right.
God
you
bless
all
you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says don't forget to give God thanks. So that's what that sister was doing, was giving God thanks. Well, Timotheus, there was something that happened yesterday on Capitol Hill. Now, this is not a political
something.
Program. This is not a political program, but we do take politics, how that affects the Christian worldview of things. And so anytime I see something like that, then it raises my eyebrows, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the socialist,
mm-hmm.
liberal or independent, I guess he calls himself, but he votes pretty much with the Democrats.
Yeah, if you've got more than me, you need to give some of that to me.
There you go. Look at Venezuela. But anyway, I'm digressing today. He was questioning one of President Trump's nominees, assistant budget director, I believe it was, and he went back and found something that the budget director had, assistant budget director had written some time ago, about Muslims, in which he said that Muslims stand condemned because they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. So Bernie Sanders took that and really had a field day with it, and I would encourage our listeners to pull that up on YouTube. I'm sure it's there. That Senator Sanders vehemently opposing President Trump's nominee's defense of biblical Christianity. He tried to answer and tell him. He said, "Well, you know, I'm a Christian, and I believe the Christian set of values and facts, and Christianity is an exclusive religion, although it is an inclusive one as well." Let me explain that. It is exclusive in that Jesus himself, our founder, if I might add that, the one who died for the church, gave his blood for the church, he said, "I am the way."
Yeah. No other way.
The truth.
And the life.
And the life.
Yeah.
"No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. So we're quoting what Jesus said. That makes Christianity exclusive.
Yeah.
But what makes it inclusive is that Jesus said, "All who will, let them come unto me. All you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest." So it's inclusive. Everybody can come, but you got to come his way.
Yeah.
Any other person that tries to come in any other way, he describes them as a thief and a robber, John chapter 10. So they're really taking him to task, and Bernie Sanders went on to say that essentially this is not what America is about. This is exactly how America got started. It's exactly what America was about, the religion of the Christian faith. No other faith was included.
Maybe Bernie needs to check his history.
He really does. But what he's also done is the First Amendment talks about the importance of expression, religious freedom. Mm-hmm. So no litmus test is given to any. Isn't that what he did yesterday? You're a Christian. You say you're the only people going to be saved. And so Bernie is of Jewish ancestry. Yeah. And so, but I don't think he's a practicing Jew. But what he said, what about all Jews? What about all the Jews in this room? The nominee was simply stating what the Bible teaches. Yeah. And Bernie Sanders obviously doesn't know anything about New Testament Christianity or much about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Maybe we could hook him up with our good brother Don Pence, and he could teach him a thing or two.
Yeah. Or if he just listened to this program.
Amen. Yeah. Bernie, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, we don't have to go out of the studio.
You can defend yourself.
Out of the studios of WSIP in order to help. So here's another thing, Timotheus, that I found rather interesting.
Okay.
And what is today?
Today is the 8th. Thursday, the 8th, yes.
Yeah, this goes back a couple of days. Still fresh in the news. A regional body of the United Methodist Church has ordained a particular area, not the whole denomination, but they are considering it maybe in a special call meeting in 2018, I believe, maybe. Someone, a good Methodist listening and knows about those things could call us and correct us or affirm us one way or the other. A regional body of the United Methodist Church has ordained a transgender individual who does not identify as male or female to the position of provisional deacon. Northern Illinois Conference Commission M. Barclay, who used to be, by the way, Marianne Kaiser, the National Illinois Conference Commission M. Barclay, who serves as Director of Communications for the pro-LGBT advocacy group Reconciling Ministries Network. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Phew.
As provincial deacon on Sunday. And so that may be predictive of things coming down the pike. There's a lot more to the article, but I'm not going to bore our listeners with all those details.
Just saying.
But it's concerning.
It's concerning. Very concerning, yeah. And I know there's a lot of good friends are Methodists,
they don't hold to that.
Yeah, no, they do not agree. So I'm concerned of the organization, what's going to be happening down the road here.
John Wesley would turn over in his grave if he knew that.
Yeah, he was a great evangelist.
Great
evangelist.
My.
And his brother was a great songwriter.
Oh my, he sure was, Charles Wesley. It's estimated that John Wesley traveled probably somewhere around 40,000 miles and preached 100,000 sermons.
On horseback, most of it.
Well, I mean, he got off the horse some to preach, but...
Once in a while, I'm sure.
Once in a while,
but a great evangelist.
So what's going on? What's going on in Canada, Ontario? Just one province of Canada, but they have decided that they're going to change the rules and the bylaws. And I thought I had the article here before me, but I have misplaced it, Timotheus.
Uh-oh.
How could that be?
How unlike you?
How unlike me? Is exactly right.
Yeah.
They have decided. I want to go back to Ramadan for a moment because I left something out. Have you ever wondered why during Ramadan that there are all these attacks? The attacks increase during Ramadan. Do you know why?
No.
This is your blessed day.
Well, you're going to inform me, I hope.
The reason that attacks increase during Ramadan, and that's from May 26th to June 24th.
Okay.
So we're almost finished with it. We got about two more weeks, roughly.
Something like that, yeah.
Here's the reason. Ramadan is the ninth month on the Islamic calendar. Now, by the way, any Muslims listening, feel free to call.
Yeah.
And we'll be happy to talk with you. And if I get this wrong, I need to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
But Muslims believe that Muhammad received the first of a series of revelations that became the Quran, or the Quran, on the 17th day of Ramadan in the year of AD 610. And so it is because of that that the month has always been holy. That's found in the Quran, chapter 2, verse 185. The month begins 11 days earlier each year on the solar calendar. That's important. And extends from May 26th, June 24th. Now, listen up now to Mo this.
Here we go.
During this month, Muslims fast for their first prayer of the day, that's at dawn, to the fourth, just after sunset. They also refrain from smoking and sexual relations during the day. They pray more fervently during the month and increase almsgiving. The increased fervor is not just the honor of the month, or just to honor the month. It's also to receive, get this now, greater rewards for themselves. Supposedly, Muhammad decreed that if you slay more people, he called it complete your obligation, obligatory. The more that you do, the more rewards. As a matter of fact, not just the more rewards, but 70 times more rewards. A spokesman recently said, quote, "Our fight is jihad and an obligatory worship. And every obligatory act of worship," that's what they call killing someone, "every obligatory act of worship has 70 times more reward in Ramadan." Here's the quote from Muhammad: "Whoever performs an obligatory deed in this month shall receive the reward of performing 70 obligations at any other time." So, just want to go back to that to tell you why they do it, to get more rewards. The more lives they take, the more rewards they get.
That's the complete opposite of Christianity.
Complete opposite.
Yeah.
We're to save lives.
Yeah.
Jesus himself said, "I came to save men's lives, not to destroy them."
Yeah.
Okay, where were we? We were in Canada, weren't we?
Yes, yeah. The province of Ontario.
Province of Ontario.
Yep. Yep.
They have taken their manual. I'm really abbreviating this now.
Yeah.
And they have.
Well, we only have so much time.
We only have so much time.
We need more.
And we need more.
Just saying.
And they have changed. They have changed their rules and regulations about children in the home. It used to include religious upbringing. They've stricken that. It's gone. And they now are threatening to take children out of the home, not foster home, children's home, mom and dad, biological parents, if the parents do not enthusiastically embrace the child's LGBTQ preferences.
Your kid.
Yeah, I mean, a five-year-old, how does she even know anything about that unless they've been influenced?
Yeah.
They have the right to take the child out of the home because they view that as abuse. A similar case somewhere in Illinois, and I forget just exactly where. One of our listeners may be aware of where that is in Illinois. You might give us a call and let us know about that. But they've done the same thing there. So, you know, we say it's coming. It's coming. It's already here.
Yeah, I can usually have a response for just about anything.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
This is a great cup of coffee, by the way, Timothy.
I'm glad you helped me with that.
I love it. I love it.
Oh man.
So anyway,
it's
ridiculous.
Yeah, and the people that have been put in power that think that way, that can actually. That just amazes me.
Yeah,
it amazes
too.
Me.
Me too, brother. Well, 789-0318 is the telephone number.
Or God's Point of View at yahoo.com,
yeah.
If you'd like to send an email.
Yeah. What if folks are listening somewhere in, let's say, Dusseldorf, Germany?
Well, they can call, too.
Okay.
Or they can email us as well.
Okay.
And they're probably listening on the website, yeah. WSIPFM.com.
That'd be great if they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know if you are.
Yeah. Well, when was the last time you shopped at Sears?
Last time I shopped at Sears was earlier this year, by the way. I think it was earlier this year.
Yeah.
I bought a hose nozzle for my water hose.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
How's it working?
It's great. I love washing my car.
Isn't it a shame that in just a short period of time, Sears may be no more?
Yeah, I know. There's been more stores closed here recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. One of the papers in Washington, the Washington Post, I believe, they're also online. You can go online and pay a fee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're talking about how the retailer Sears is at the edge of collapse.
Mm.
To give you a comparison, the stock of Amazon. Amazon.
Yeah.
When was the last time you purchased anything from Amazon?
Last week? Earlier this year.
Okay. All right.
Had to do it through a friend because I don't have an account or anything.
You don't have to have an account.
No, but I kind of went through a friend and they could order it for me.
Well, what's up with that? Well, you ought to be able to order for yourself. You're a grown man.
Well, amen. Yeah, but it was a whole lot of hassle, and I needed it like right now.
Oh, well then.
I very rarely order anything off the internet.
It's good to have a friend. I thought I was your friend, your only friend.
Have you got an Amazon account?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Oh, well, I would have asked. I didn't know.
Now you know.
Now I know.
No one's half the battle.
Oh, well, there you go.
So Amazon stock trades at more than $1,000 a share. $1,000 a share. You want to guess what Sears sells for?
Oh, don't break my heart here now.
Less than $10.
Really?
Less than $10. So
I'm a fan of Sears.
Raised with it.
Yeah, that's
we were raised with Sears.
Sears and Roebuck,
Kenmore washers, Craftsman tools.
Got a whole drawer.
What do I want for Christmas this year? Well, just pull out the Sears Roebuck catalog.
There you go.
Pick something out. But
my heart.
It's all changing.
Yeah,
they used to sell anywhere from saddles to sewing machines. I mean, whatever you wanted, they had.
Yeah.
But they are really hurting now. In the 1970s, Timotheus, just for your information, and you'll use this somewhere along the way, one out of every 204 working Americans
mm-hmm.
worked at Sears.
Wow.
How about that?
That was a big deal.
How about that?
Yeah.
Sears was regarded as a national institution, almost like the post office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, no more. Now, what can we learn from Sears? What happened to them? Number one, they lost their focus.
Yeah.
So they decided instead of being Sears like we grew up knowing them mm-hmm. to be, they decided they'd go into Discover Cards and they went into Coldwell Banker Real Estate. I mean, they lost their focus.
Yeah.
And those businesses weren't as competent for them others.
Are you telling me that they didn't keep the main thing the main thing?
They did not. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we're comparing Sears to most churches.
Yeah.
Most churches today are losing their focus. What is the focus of, what should the focus of the church be? Timotheus, what should it be?
Well, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. How are we going to play that? How's that going to play out? We at Highland have a mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we want to evangelize the lost. We want to edify the saved, and we want to be the conscience of
the community.
The community.
Mm-hmm.
The church is not about recreation leagues.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Now, come on. Fall festivals.
Now, wait a minute.
Egg rolls, blood drives, pig kissing contests, family life centers.
Uh-oh.
Or hey, Boy Scouts.
You're getting pretty close to home here, brother.
I said the church wasn't about those things.
Oh, okay. All right. Then.
None of those things should be the focus of the church.
It
the
is
focus
not bad
of the
things.
Church. They're not bad things.
They're just fun.
I was laying it on pretty thick there.
You were.
To make a point.
Okay.
The church's focus really is to evangelize, to encourage those who are saved,
yeah.
and to reach out to the community. Those other things are fine,
yeah.
as long as they do not become the focus of the church. Sears' focus was what it had been all those years, but they changed.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. They didn't get out of the malls.
Yeah.
Amazon did.
Yeah, that's true.
Malls in this country are going downhill. Did you know that, DeMarcus?
Well, yeah, you can walk through them these days, and it's not like it was when we were younger, that's for sure.
It is not. So they lost their focus. They didn't get out of the malls. In other words, location, location, location.
Reality. Yeah.
And number three, they didn't innovate fast enough.
Yeah.
They did not innovate fast enough.
You
the church
what?
Can learn lessons from these. We can.
We can. Yeah. And one of the things about Sears, I think, is their, like the store we have here in town.
Yeah.
That's their strong suit right now. That's their, I forget what they call them now, but there's a certain name for those stores. They're privately owned through Sears, kind of. But that's the strong suit of Sears because they're not in malls. They're not about Discover cards. They're not about doing that kind of stuff. They're about the products that they've always sold.
You're probably talking about what's called Sears Grand. They have 15 or 20 of those a year, but nobody knows about them.
Yeah.
And Walmart, for instance, 5,000 Walmart outlets. Sears operate open up 10 to 20 a year. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. A recent question at one of the universities asked a group of college freshmen, I believe it was, whether they'd shopped at Sears in the past year. Now, whereas you have.
Oh, yeah.
They said no.
Yeah.
No hands went up. So that is an iconic industry in America.
Yeah.
That's going down the tubes, I fear, simply because they would not keep their focus, they didn't innovate, and they didn't change. One of the things we did, Timotheus, in Highland in 1999 was change locations.
Yeah.
Because there we were, mm-hmm. we felt in not a good location for the church to have the visibility that we wanted it to have.
That's kind of a strange thing to be talking about.
It is, but where we are now, I don't know how many people pass by there. I hear folks are talking all the time about things they see on the marquee, mm-hmm. or how nice the property looks or something. So we believe that was the best for us in 1999. It turns out it was the best for us.
Yeah, that's been a few years.
Yeah, and then we haven't just stayed with the article we have in the newspaper. We're online. You know, we have all of our services mm-hmm. online, and people can go there. The brother in the email, and I neglected to mention this, he said after he said what he did about when it started, he thought 1962. Mm-hmm. Then he said, is there some way I could get the rest of that broadcast? And brother, if you're listening this morning, just go to HighlandChurchFamily.com and go to God's Point of View and pull up all of those, and last week certainly on there. So pull it up and listen to your little heart's content.
Yeah.
We love it.
There
we love
go.
It. All right, it's we've got about what 4 minutes, less than 4 minutes.
About 4 minutes. You got time? I'm sure you got more stuff.
Well, could folks call if they wanted to?
7890318. They can email too. godspointofview@yahoo.com if they wanted to.
Speaking of emails, here's one. Even now,
timely.
Can you give me your definition of fearing God? What fearing God means? Well, the Bible's definition of fearing God is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to get wise. You want to know exactly how you should live. Start with fear. I don't mean like a ravenous beast is after you. I mean like respect. That's what fearing God means.
Yeah.
It means reverence. I'm going to heed the word of God. I'm going to take the word of God. I'm going to do the word of God. I'm going to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to die for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to die with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be resurrected in Him. That's fear. When the Bible uses fear, now depending on the context, mm-hmm. Timotheus, mm-hmm. you know what happens if you take the text out of the context.
You're left with a context.
That's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take the context of fear in the Bible, fear God and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Don't fear Him like, oh, no, He's going to get me. No, you fear Him out of respect. You hear somebody taking the Lord's name in vain, you stop. You say, wait a minute, what's He ever done to you?
Yeah.
What's God ever done to you? Fearing God, respecting God. Someone talked about your mommy that way, talked about your daddy that way. You're going to stop and say, hey, wait a minute, buddy.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Ask me.
Have you ever been pulled over by a police officer?
Have I ever been pulled over by a police officer? You're talking
driving
to,
a little quick.
You're talking to a guy who in 1968 used to go to Nashville, Tennessee to see his sweetheart who was in college
couldn't wait to get there.
I never was enrolled at David Lipscomb College. Now David Lipscomb University, but I was there so much that I should have received an associate degree, but I got nothing except one ticket right after the other. I drove a 1968 GTO at that time.
Hey.
Yeah. Which wasn't mine. It was my father-in-law-to-be, but he let me drive it. That was the worst thing you could have done because I had 11 points off my driver's license.
Well, my reason is that if you're pulled over, police officer behind you.
Yeah.
You kind of have that fear thing going on.
I do now.
And he walks up beside of you, and you know that you were doing wrong.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to give you a warning this time. Don't do this again.
Yeah.
And you're very appreciative. You're very respectful to him.
Yeah.
Very thankful. But you have that fear.
Of course.
Not that you're scared he's going to pull the gun out and shoot you.
Absolutely. It's respect.
It's respect.
Romans
kind of
13.
Sounds like what you were talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Thanks for breaking it down.
I'm just saying.
Romans chapter 13. We are to show respect to those who have authority over us. We're to fear them, for he bears not the sword in vain.
I hope that helps.
I do too.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for listening to God's Point of View today, presented by the Highland Church of Christ. We'd love to invite you to services, so I'll give you the times, 9:30 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning for Sunday morning worship. We have our life groups Sunday evening at 6 p.m. There's something for everybody there. If you have any questions about that, just call the church, 789-6433. Also, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. and Looking to Jesus, 7 a.m. Sunday morning, right here at WSIP. Again, thanks for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.